The Aka Podcast number 30 for June 7th, 2007.
Back in your
You're listening to the Aka Podcast with your host, Chad Bergeron. This is episode 30 for June 7th. And now that it's June, that means summer is finally here. And when I think summer and I think acapella, I can't help but think of Hyannis Sound, a group of college guys who get together every summer and sing around Cape Cod. That's what they do all summer long. That's their summer job. They rehearse and they perform and they earn just enough scratch to make it through the summer, you know, rent out a place and put out a few CDs. And of course, there's no better summer song than that one there, The Boys of Summer, originally by Don Henley, but they're covered by Hyannis Sound. You'll find that on their 2005 CD, Route 6. And now that we're into summer, that means those guys are down there on the Cape probably rehearsing right now. I hope I get to see them again this year. I saw them last year and it was a good time. Well, this is the Aka Podcast, which means you're going to hear the best a cappella music from around the world or around the corner, and it could be in any style, barbershop or folk or contemporary like that one there. And if you're a new listener, welcome to the show. If you're an old listener, welcome back. If you have any questions or comments about the show, please feel free to check out the show notes at akapodcast.com or to shoot me a line at chad@akapodcast.com. Well, there's no particular theme or notion behind this episode. I've been doing a lot of those recently, but I'd like to get back to just some really good a cappella music with this one here. There is, however, a bit of an inspiration for this episode, which is that a friend of mine asked me to put together for her a CD of some really, really good a cappella tracks, and to help showcase and point her to growing her collection. She's recently gotten back into a cappella and turned to me as an authoritative source. And I said, yeah, I can do that. I can at least definitely, you know, give you some clips here to listen to and see what you like. And as I was going through and putting this together for her, I realized there are a lot of really good tracks out there by groups that I've had on the show in the past, but that I haven't brought back in a while and that I haven't showcased in a while. So there are going to be a couple of groups here that have been played on the show before. There's, of course, a couple of groups that haven't, because I do like giving everybody a chance to hear something new. If you like these tracks, go back into the archives and listen to the old shows. You know, even if you listen to them already, listen to them again, because there's some good music there, too. As always, if you like the music you hear, you can find out more through the show notes at akapodcast.com, where I will have links to places where you can pick up the albums. And with that, let's go ahead and move on to some old friends of mine. I say old friends because I met them a few months ago, but some friends of mine, Blue Jupiter, with Little Red Riding Hood. This, of course, was originally by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, which, by the way, one of the, I guess, kookiest group names ever. Wild name, great song. It's been sung by a lot of different artists out there. You know, I happen to really like the Bob's version of it, but I really, really love this version of Little Red Riding Hood here by Blue Jupiter, and so I thought I'd go ahead and share it with you. Here we are, Blue Jupiter, Little Red Riding Hood.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Ooh, why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Today there, Little Red Riding Hood, you sure are looking good. You're everything that a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me!
Little Red Riding Hood, I don't think a little big girl should go walking in these old woods alone.
Wow, oh, what big eyes you have. The kind of eyes that rivals man. Just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you for a ways. Ooh, oh, what full lips you have. They're sure to lure
my sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown I can be trusted with you alone. And
Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. What a big heart I have, the better to love you with. Be satisfied just to walk close by your side. Maybe you'll see things my way before we get to Grandma's place.
Little Red Riding Hood, you sure are looking. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me.
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 Little Red Riding
inside people and ask many questions like children often do.
Slapdash graduate there with Dishwalla's Counting Blue Cars. Not much to say about that, except it's just a good, clean, fun track. I'm looking forward to Slapdash coming out with a full-length album. That's off of their Slapdash Graduate EP, but looks like they're having some problems finding a new bass at the moment. If you're a bass in the Boston area and you want to sing with them, go ahead and check out their website at slapdashgraduate.com. And before that, you heard Blue Jupiter with Little Red Riding Hood. And Marty, Chris, Diana, let me know when you finally come out with that new album. I'd love to put a track on the show. This next song comes from the Jabberwocks down at Brown University, an all-male group. And they just released a new CD 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, called Listening Session. And George was kind enough to send that to me, and I really like the whole album. The whole album just gives me that warm, fuzzy, good college male group a cappella feel. And this next track in particular, I couldn't help when I was listening to it, but thinking that this was the sort of song that you love to see them perform live in concert, that you want to see the guys just jumping around on stage and running all over the place, because let's face it, when it comes to getting wild and funky on stage, guys' groups typically do it a lot more and a lot bigger than the ladies' groups or the mixed groups. These guys throw away inhibitions and they are bouncing and bopping all over the stage. They're going wild and crazy and they're having so much fun that you can't help but be pulled into it too. And this next track is Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, which is an old classic tune, and you can't help but feel that these guys recorded it just as if they were with the same energy and intensity and animation as if they were on stage. So sit back and close your eyes and pretend you're at the concert here and listen to Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood by the Brown University Jabberwocks.
If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never meant to take it out on you. Life has
I've got my share. That's one thing I never meant to do, 'cause I love you, baby. Don't you know I'm just human, and I've got thoughts like any other man. And sometimes I feel myself alone, regretting some foolish thing I've done, 'cause I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Oh Lord, talk to me, Esmeralda.
Sometimes I'm so carefree, with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. 'Cause I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me. Oh Lord, please don't let me. Oh Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take you back through the mists of time to a time they call the 60s.
It was 20 years ago today. Salt and pepper taught the band to play.
Well, Brian Ibbett over at Coverville reminded me recently that it was 40 years ago this year that the Beatles released the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. one of the best Beatles albums, at least from my perspective. And so what better way to honor that than to play the title track, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. They're performed by a group called Kickshaw. And Kickshaw is a notable group. They were one of the first vocal, really, really, you know, high-energy vocal band groups from the West Coast area particularly. They did, however, split up in 2002, but that doesn't mean their legacy doesn't live on. Members of the group have gone on and kept singing and kept doing things. The most famous at this point in time, of course, is Dan Schumacher, who now sings with the Bobs. But, you know, I guess kind of famous as well as this Blake Lewis guy who just made it almost all the way to the very, very end in American Idol. Yeah, I guess he's kind of a little famous too. So Coverville is one of my favorite podcasts, and not just because Brian occasionally puts together an all a cappella episode, but just because you hear a lot of great music and you hear it in a slightly different light. You get something new out of an old song, and that's one of the things I do like about a cappella as well, is that when an a cappella group or artist covers a song, sometimes you get something out of it that you never got before. Maybe you hear all the lyrics fully, so you understand all the words, or the harmonies are mixed up just a little bit, a little more intricate, a little more rich, a little more this style or that style, and it's just a lot of fun. Yeah, okay. I'm not really sure where I was going with that, but there, I've said it. That's going to about bring it to the end of the show, end of episode 30. 30 episodes. Never thought I'd make it this far. Going to keep going. All right. If you have any questions or comments, like I said at the beginning, go ahead and email me at chat@acapodcast.com. You can get more information about the show, this show or all shows, at acapodcast.com on the web. If you're already on the website and you're listening to this episode by clicking on that little play button there, you might think about clicking on the link in the upper right corner to subscribe to the show. That way you'll get new episodes automatically and you won't have to come back every couple weeks to find it on your own. That said, I'm going to go ahead and close out the show again with Hyannis Sound, because, hey, they're the summer group. And this is them singing Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay. Yeah, I don't think I need to say more than that. It's just a mellow tune, and it's a mellow evening. So here we are, Hyannis Sound, Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay. Thanks, and I'll see you for episode 31.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again, and I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide go away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on dark of the bay, wasting time. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Watching the tide roll away. Ooh,
the dark of the bay.